Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. Coming up, the Crisis Nursery in Urbana is hosting its annual holiday shop this weekend. We'll hear more about how children can shop for their loved ones. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. We're waking up to temperatures around 20 degrees in central Illinois, though they feel like single digits. And tonight, temperatures will drop to dangerously low levels. Meteorologists say wind chills, that's the combined air temperature and winds, will range from zero to as low as 15 degrees below zero. The Arctic air arrives tonight and continues through tomorrow night. You're advised to limit exposure to outdoor temperatures and bring pets inside. If you do venture outdoors, wear multiple layers, including a hat and gloves. Applications are now open for those interested in being Champaign Unit 4's next superintendent. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, that's after the school district asked students, parents, and teachers what they're looking for.
The Unit 4 community gave its thoughts in over a dozen meetings since August and in a survey with over 1,000 responses. James Guerra is the president of JG Consulting and is leading the search for a new superintendent. He says those comments show the community is looking for three specific qualities.
The first being accountability and transparency, followed by an experienced educator. And then the third highest outcome from that particular question, a strong communicator.
The Unit 4 Board of Education pushed out its former superintendent in the spring over concerns that she was not a good communicator or transparent enough with the public. A group of Black activists disagreed. They said she was doing a good job and alleged that the backlash had some racist undertones. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says Northwestern University should not be, quote, capitulating to the extortion that's being brought upon them. Pritzker is reacting to news that Northwestern agreed late last week to settle a discrimination investigation brought by the U.S. Department of Justice. Pritzker says he understands the pressure being placed on these institutions, not just Northwestern, but he says this is a dangerous precedent to set.
Every time a university signs an agreement based upon this extortion, they're whittling away just a little bit at the democracy that I think we've all relied upon.
Northwestern was one of 60 schools the Education Department accused of failing to protect Jewish students. The university will pay the Trump administration a total of $75 million through 2028. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure allowing the state to develop its own vaccine guidelines, independent of the federal government. Alex Degman reports.
State officials say vaccine information from the CDC has become politicized and unreliable. The newly signed bill allows a state-level advisory committee to issue state-specific guidelines. Dr. Samir Vora directs the Illinois Department of Public Health.
We are ensuring that our residents can continue to rely on guidance that is clear, evidence-based, and trustworthy.
The measure requires state-regulated insurance plans to cover vaccinations regardless of federal guidance, and it allows pharmacies to administer flu and COVID-19 vaccines to children as young as three without a prescription. It takes effect in January. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, the Crisis Nursery in Urbana is hosting its annual holiday shop this weekend. We'll hear about how the children can shop for their loved ones. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with a chance of flurries and a high of 31 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of flurries and a low of 4 degrees. Wind chill values between 5 to 10 below zero with a northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny and bitterly cold with a high of 14 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 2 below zero. Wind chill values between 5 to 10 below zero with a south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 28 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Northwestern University has agreed to pay $75 million to the Trump administration. It's also making commitments to comply with Trump preferences in admissions, hiring, campus protest, and trans healthcare, among other areas. We'll break down what's in the deal and what it means next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Crisis Nursery in Urbana is hosting its annual holiday shop this weekend at the Orpheum in Champaign. While the nonprofit primarily focuses on helping children in crisis ranging from infants to 6 years old, the holiday shop is open to all children who want to find gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. I spoke with the Crisis Nursery's Assistant Director of Development and Marketing, Russell Zillman, about the organization and the seasonal event.
Crisis Nursery, we're a nonprofit. We call ourselves an island of safety. So we care for families and children in the community that maybe just need a little extra help, you know? So we're talking families that are dealing with housing instability, perhaps job loss or medical emergencies, and we're a place where you can take your kids 24/7. It's entirely a free facility, and we can care for your children. We feed them, we give them a warm place to sleep, and it's a place where we like to say they can just be kids and not have to worry about all those difficult things that parents sometimes have to deal with.
The people who are involved with Crisis Nursery, do they do community outreach? Is it just a place where people can go if they know about it? How do people know that this place exists?
So word of mouth is kind of our best friend. Mm-hmm. But we do have we have two different teams there. So we have our Safe Children team. They're the people that work with the children on the child floor. They do the intakes when parents drop off their kids. Then we also have our Strong Families team. These are home visitors that can work with families to maybe make it so they don't need to use our services in the future. They can work with them. They can work closely with them, talk about advice and just strategies to be a strong family, you know. So they do a lot of outreach, specifically that team. They go to a lot of events here in town whenever there's, you know, a nonprofit fair or mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago we were at the Day of the Dead fair at the Martin Center. Word of mouth is definitely our best friend. We've been here for 40 years, so a lot of people have heard of us but don't necessarily know what we do. Sometimes people might think it's kind of a daycare. We aren't that, you know. We're for those crisis situations more specifically, but we are willing to just take a kid in when the parent might need a break.
Yeah, know? And it sounds like help find resources. Mm-hmm. Were there any unexpected challenges or shifts that you all noticed with the organization during the recent government shutdown?
No, not for our facility. I know that it's an interesting dichotomy in nonprofits, because when the government shuts down or, you know, during COVID, that's when the community bands the most together to mm-hmm. support. Like, for instance, our friends over at the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, they got so much love and support, you know, yeah. when the SNAP benefits stopped. And that's because we live in such a great community that does band together, and we always feel that strength too. You know, mm-hmm. when we feel like our cupboards might be a little empty, we'll share a picture on Facebook and we'll have, you know, 15 Amazon packages at the end of the week, you know, just to fill our cupboards up. So the community always supports, especially in those times of strife.
When the holiday seasons come around, so about now, is there anything specific that the Crisis Nursery does for the community or any unique events?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have one of our favorite events we get to put on every year. It's called our Children's Holiday Shop. That's been around for about 30 years. Instead of parents buying gifts for children, we reverse it. So we have children, they get to buy gifts for their parents and their family and their brothers and sisters and all their loved ones. So it's going to be at the Orpheum in downtown Champaign this year on December 4th through the 6th. 4th and the 5th will be from 3 to 7 p.m. and then the 6th will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we're decorating the Orpheum in all types of beautiful holiday decor, mm-hmm. and we're going to have volunteers. This is a very volunteer-driven event. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers take the kids through the shopping area. It's very affordable. All gifts are between, you know, $2 and $10-ish. So parents set their kids up with a list of maybe the max amount of money they can spend, and their volunteer follows that, leads the kids through the shopping area, and then they wrap it. Well, the parents wait in a lounge by themselves and maybe buy some raffle tickets or something like that. But
that's really sweet. Is it open to all kids in the community?
Yes, it's totally open. Anyone can come by. It's really a fun event.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to specifically with this upcoming event and the end of the year and the holiday season?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first events I got to do was the Touch a Truck event. We do that in August over there at Carl at the Fields. And that was the first really children-centric event I'd gotten to do. We had done our gala, we had done our wine tasting, but nothing where you got to see a bunch of kids all together. And that event was just so much fun, seeing the kids play on the big rigs and, you know, the tractors and everything. It was just so cool. So that made me really excited for the holiday shop. So just it's going to be great to see all the children so excited for the in the holiday spirit.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.